Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears?
Welcome back to 17 Hill, Little Stevie. Stevie Dan bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And there's our steadfast and reliable Dr. Bill Dunkelberg that you just heard. He's not feeling too well today. He got a little bit of a cold, but he's here. It's showtime, and where else would he be? When he gets an opportunity to talk to small business owners, he's dedicated his life to this, folks, to helping small business owners. And no, we call that ambiance around here, Bill. But we're glad you're here. Thank you for being such a trooper and hanging in there with us, even though you don't feel so good. Bill, your NFIB survey of or index, I should say, of small business optimism. I imagine with the ratings you've been getting, survey results you've been getting for the last 4+ years, you might have to start changing the name from Small Business Optimism to Small Business Pessimism.
That's right. We may well have to do that. I was actually surprised that the good coverage shows you how desperate we are. This was a bad report, you know, any way you want to look at it, in our 40-year history. And yet the coverage of it was, like, very optimistic. I mean, the index did go up, you know, 2.5 points, more or less. But and everybody was really focusing on that, and that's a pretty good change. But the level of the index that we rose 2.5 points to get to, 92.1, is just 1 point higher than the average for the last entire recovery. And
what,
of course,
has been the average for the last 5 years?
For the last 5 years, it's below 90 for the last 5 years. But since the recovery started in June of 2009, the average is 91. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it's been terrible. Before 2008, the average for those, like, 35 years is 100 and change. So
right.
We're way, way off the mark here.
100. The average was 100, right? Yeah, we're way off the mark, and we've consistently been below that. And
we have.
And, but, of course, one way you can look at it, Bill, and we've said this before, is that you just had a little bit of an uptick in the overall indicator. So, as I've said many times, we may not like the number, but we like the trend.
Right. The media just really was looking for anything that they can interpret as good news. Can't blame them. We're all tired of the bad news. And so I appreciate the attention. And I'm telling you, 92.1, that's a bad reading. And, of course, when you look into the components, you can see that it's pretty weak.
Right. Well, talk to us about sales. Sales were up a little bit, right?
Sales were up a little bit, which squares with the retail numbers we had. So we still have a few more firms telling us sales are trending down quarter on quarter than that, but we're getting close to the zero line, which would be nice to cross. Of course, it would be nice to see more firms telling us sales are trending up than trending down. And we've been crawling in that direction, which is, again, typical. The private sector will heal itself in spite of the obstacles that Washington puts in its way. And so we could be there a lot faster with some good policy, but we'll get there. The private sector, and we have 3 million more people every year. They spend money, so you've got growth in sales. I think we're through kind of adjusting the so-called excess supply of firms that we had that we built during the 2003-2007 period. So, so it's getting a little bit better from that point of view.
Right. Capital spending was down, though, wasn't it?
Capital spending is, that crawled up another point. So it's got a nice trend, but again, the number that we got to, 56% reporting actual outlays, is still a recession level reading based on our 40-year history.
Right.
And
I guess I was looking at the six month.
Oh, the plans. Well, the plans went down a couple points, from 25% to 23%. That's all. Neither of those is a great reading. So we just don't see them planning to do any spending. And, of course, that means they're not doing any borrowing either. So,
you know, Bill, the thing that I've been commenting on about this overall condition out there, it reminds me of the Carter Malaise days. And unfortunately, folks, you know I'm a pathological optimist. You know I don't like saying these things, but I'm also a reporter. Bill and I have to tell you what's going on, what's the truth, what we see. And Bill, the thing is, the problem that I'm seeing is small business owners are supposed to be excited about what they're doing. Entrepreneurs are supposed to be passionate and motivated, can't wait to wake up the next day and go out and try out something new and give it a shot and take risks and see what the heck's going to happen. I don't see that happening. People, small business, Main Street is not excited. They're not highly motivated about what could next year look like. They're more afraid of next year than they are excited about what it could be. What do you think?
Exactly, and look what they're facing. Broadly, the regulatory onslaught goes on. Pardon me. You've got the healthcare law coming,
yep,
which is going to create all kinds of problems, all kinds of management problems, and create all kinds of new expense. And so you've got all of those regs coming down. You've got the EPA and other organizations that affect not everybody broadly, but a lot of our firms differently. You've got them, you know, busy regulating us. You've got the president demanding more tax revenue and finding many ways to get it, so taxes are going to go up. And
yep. Yep.
So, I mean, they aren't doing anything down there that anybody thinks is going to encourage consumers or small business owners to spend some money.
When we come back, we're going to talk about employment and the credit market with our good friend Bill Dunkelberg after these messages. Smallbus.org is his website. Smallbus.org is where you can find Bill's survey. Also on my website. He allows us to post it on our website if you want to see what the especially the summary.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.